think that the bank has played an amazingly important role in the establishing effectively new, independent, really exchangeable currency. And when we look at the Czech crown today, where it is, it's one of the hardest currencies in Central Europe, the currency which is freely convertible, which I think Czech Republic was the country with the most liberal foreign exchange regime, and in the same time, I would say quite a strict fiscal policy and environment in the country. I think the Czech National Bank has played a very important role, and obviously Mr. Toshevsky, as the boss of the bank, as the CEO of the bank, has certainly steered the bank in the right direction.
11 years is quite a long time for one person to make a deep impression in the way such an institution as the Czech National Bank is run. Do you expect any policy changes now?
Well, I think if we sort of still look back and try to evaluate, I mean, what I said, one sort of the positive aspects, there are also, to a certain extent, negative aspects in the early 90s when I think the Czech National Bank should have played a much stricter role in the banking supervision and should have been much stricter with the banks in regards to bad loan provisionings and cleanups of balance sheets. So to come back to your questions, the impact or the current perception of Czech National Bank has been to a certain extent changing. So I think where we are today is more having an institution which is sort of converging towards the European Union. And who is going to be the new person? I don't think a new head of Czech National Bank, new governor, would make a major policy change, because I think the role of the bank is more or less governed by the accession criteria.